You're listening to The BizCast on the C-Suite Network.
Welcome to The BizCast. You work hard in your business and you want to know what it takes to get to the next level. The BizCast is where we interview best-selling business authors, thought leaders, and C-suite executives to bring you an inside look at what it takes to succeed in business today. Whether you're the leader of a Fortune 100 company or your company is just taking off, what you're about to hear will help you take your business to the next level. I'm your host, Kevin Crane. Welcome to the show. I'm so pleased to welcome Colin Shaw to the program. Colin has been recognized by LinkedIn as one of the world's top business influencers, and he's been voted by Brand Quarterly as one of the world's top 50 marketing thought leaders over 50 for the last 2 years. He's with us today to talk about his new book, co-written with Ryan Hamilton, The Intuitive Customer, 7 Imperatives for Moving Your Customer Experience to the Next Level. Colin Shaw, welcome to the show. What do you mean by an intuitive customer?
An intuitive customer is somebody that buys from you automatically. They don't have to think, in quotes, about buying from you. They buy from you automatically without having to pause for thought. If you think about the things that you buy intuitively, so I when I go to pay for something, will automatically go for my American Express card. When I go to buy coffee, I automatically go to Starbucks. I may pass another 27 coffee houses on the way. But you know, what you want to try to do is you want to try to get your customers to buy from you intuitively without having to think.
So you're talking about something that goes a little bit beyond what we would consider customer loyalty. And indeed, many companies are experiencing a plateauing of their loyalty scores, like Net Promoter. What would you suggest we need to do to move our customer experience to the next level?
I think basically the answer to that question is you need to think differently. If you just take the concept of customer loyalty, you know, loyalty at its true sense is an emotional attachment. And that's what you want your customers to have, is an emotional attachment or an emotional bond. So the question becomes, how do you develop that? How do you evoke positive emotions with your customers? So the new thinking is around evoking positive emotions with customers, and ideally ones that drive value, in other words, dollars to you. And the second part is then looking at what causes an emotion. And these are what we would call more of the subconscious and psychological parts of an experience. So we're now into the whole area of psychology and what's called behavioral economics. And behavioral economics sounds very grand, but actually it's fairly simple. It's about how your customers behave and the effect upon money. So, you know, behavioral economics, simple concept, how your customers are behaving and the effect upon money. So that new thinking will move your experience to that next level.
How does that work for companies that have a business that's a little less, sexy or attractive? I can see it for Starbucks. I get an experience there. There's a habit that I can form there. But what if I'm some other kind of company that's not so easy to find? What do you suggest then?
Yeah, so I mean, this comes down to a basic question, which is, so if you just took any company, the key question becomes, what's the experience that you're trying to deliver? So, you know, if you were to articulate what that experience is, what would that be? And what we know is that over 50% of an experience is how a customer feels. So you would want to evoke trust in your customers. You would want your customers to feel maybe cared for or valued, no matter what you're selling. So if you then took the next sort of logical layer down from that, well, how are you going to evoke trust? What are you going to do to make a customer feel cared for? So this is now where you're moving into this more sort of intuitive customer realm, where you are looking at how you can evoke specific emotions and how you can look at and understand the behavior that your customer has, whether it's Starbucks or whether it's a dry cleaners. You know, is somebody coming into the dry cleaning outlet on a 4 o'clock on every Friday, and they're in a rush? You know, well, what is it you could do to design that experience better for those particular type of customers?
Can you give us an example of a company that you feel has done that, that has been successful at developing intuitive customers? And how did it work for them?
One of the case studies that we talk about in the book is a company called Maersk Line. They are the largest container shipping company in the world. And they managed to move their net promoter score by some 40 points in 30 months. And that had a 10% increase in shipping volumes. And this isn't, these were a client of ours. This was from an independent report done by Forrester. And you know, what they did was by starting to recognize that customers are not just rational. So people like to think that their customers are rational. But you know, here's the huge shock for you. Customers, your customers, no matter what business you're in, are human beings. And as such, we are not rational. We are not logical. We are, in fact, irrational. So what they did was to first of all understand where their customers were from that more emotional and psychological level by undertaking research. What we then did with them was to define the strategy. So answering that question, what's the experience that you're trying to deliver? And for them, it was things like trust, feeling the customers feeling trusted and cared for and pleased. And then building that down into designing experiences that would deliver that. And that means changes in their processes, changes in their systems, changes, in the training of people, and, you know, and effectively a whole program of, a whole change program within that organization to start to deliver that experience.
Our guest today is Colin Shaw. We're talking about his book, The Intuitive Customer, Seven Imperatives for Moving Your Customer Experience to the Next Level. You can get your copy at the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. You'll find a great selection of great business books from today's top thought leaders, folks like Jeffrey Hazlett, Angela Preston, Lee Bartlett, and our guest today, Colin Shaw. That's at c-suitebookclub.com. It's time for a quick break, but stay with us because when I return, I'm going to ask Colin about those seven imperatives. What are they and how can we use them? So stick around. We'll be right back. Over 3.2 million new book titles are published every year. What are you doing to help your book rise to the top? Submit your book to become part of the C-Suite Book Club, the premier source of leading business books for C-suite leaders, executives, and celebrities. Visit csuitebookclub.com/author to submit your book today. That's c-suitebookclub.com/author.
You're listening to The BizCast with Kevin Crane on C-Suite Radio.
Welcome back. I'm speaking with Colin Shaw, co-author, along with Ryan Hamilton, of the book The Intuitive Customer, Seven Imperatives for Moving Your Customer Experience to the Next Level. And Colin, what are some of those imperatives? Which are the most important ones we should consider, and how can we use them too?
So the first one is that to recognize that customers decide emotionally and not rationally. So if you think about the types of things that you buy, whether it's a car or a watch or clothing or whatever it may be, we don't make logical choices. In fact, people say that people buy emotionally and then they justify with logic.
That's what happened when I bought my new car. I reacted emotionally and then I justified it later.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I did exactly the same. I drew out a great big spreadsheet. And then when the spreadsheet didn't come up with the answer that I wanted, I went out and bought the car I wanted anyway. So
exactly.
Absolutely. So it's another one to look at, which would be important, is embracing the all-encompassing nature of customers' irrationality. So again, embracing, not trying to fight the fact that customers are irrational, but embracing that irrationality. So customers do strange things. People do strange things. How many times have you gone to an elevator and pressed the button 72 times? Well, you know, the elevator is not going to come any faster. It just won't. So consequently, you know, you have to understand that customers are irrational.
You say that we all have to commit ourselves to understanding and predicting customer habits and behaviors in this way, and really look for those unseen or hidden drivers or causes.
Yeah. So what we're talking about there is that, again, if you look at human behavior, over the years, we've developed habits to save us time. So if you think when you wake up in the morning and you go to clean your teeth, you don't think, right, I need to get the toothbrush, I need to squeeze the piece of toothpaste on, etc., etc. You do that automatically. It's a habit. Human beings have developed many, many habits to save energy and time. And your customers, again, have created many habits. So the issue becomes, how do you identify your customers' habits, and how do you predict what they're going to do? And how can you go about then designing an experience with that prediction in mind?
We're speaking with Colin Shaw. His new book is The Intuitive Customer, 7 Imperatives for Moving Your Customer Experience to the Next Level. Colin, it's been great speaking with you today. We're almost out of time, but before I let you go, I'd like to conclude every interview with this one last question. And you've given us some great advice here today, but what was the best piece of advice you ever received, and how has it shaped who you are?
Best piece of advice I was given. I think the best piece of advice I was given was around focusing on these emotional aspects and not just thinking that people are logical. We make a mistake by thinking that people, whether this is customers or employees or even family members, are sort of automatons that make logical choices, and they don't. And if you embrace that, then you'll go a long way.
That's Colin Shaw. His book is The Intuitive Customer, 7 Imperatives for Moving Your Customer Experience to the Next Level. Get your copy at the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. Colin, thanks a lot for being my guest today.
It's been great being with you, Kevin. Thanks very much.
That'll do it for this episode of the BizCast. Join me next time when we continue to talk to business authors, thought leaders, and C-suite executives to bring you an inside look at what it takes to succeed in business today. Don't forget to visit the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. Great books by great business authors, only the best at the C-Suite Book Club. And if you like what we do here at the BizCast, don't be shy. Give us a shout out on social media or leave a review on iTunes. Meanwhile, until next time, I'm your host, Kevin Crane, for the C-Suite Network. Thanks for listening. Brought to you by the C-Suite Network, c-suitenetwork.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.